2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. The Bible says this, verse number 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work on he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought: a phony letter and a correcting correspondence. Amen? A phony letter and a correcting correspondence. As we look at this morning, we can see as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and Paul is intervening in a situation. He's intervening not only in situations, but he's intervening in the life of the Thessalonians. See, there's some situations that come up there, and Paul had wrote them a letter, 1 Thessalonians, and he had told them about the goodness of the Lord. He had told them about how to be a servant of God. He told them about how to speak and act and behave and how to look with expectancy for the Lord's coming. Amen. I hope everyone here today is looking expectantly for the Lord's coming. You say, well, preacher, he's tired for a long time. It's been over 2,000 years since the Lord come. Amen. He's not come back yet. Praise God. Hey, listen, don't count him out. Praise God, because he might come today before we get done. Amen. A lot of folks talk about their health and different issues. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we may all go out of here together. I told him this morning before Sunday school, amen, God may just pluck us out of here and take us home to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. What a day that'll be, praise God. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Say, you ready to go right now? Praise God, I'm ready to go, but amen, I'll hang around as long as I can. Amen. Brother Oliver B. Green was preaching one time and said, as people talk, well, boy, Lord, I just wish the Lord come get me. He said, hey, if you're ready to go right now, just raise up your hand. He said, we'll have one of these big old fellas around here come knock you in the head and send you on to glory. Amen. But I'm not ready to be knocked in the head yet, praise God. I still want to worship the Lord as long as He'd have me, amen, to worship Him. But when my time is up, amen, when my number's called, praise God, I'm ready. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you ready for? I'm ready to go to heaven. And I'm ready to be with my Lord forever. Not for a day or two, but for all eternity without end. Amen. Praise God. What a day that's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. But Paul said, listen, folks. He said, there's no reason for you to be all tore up. There's no reason for you to be all anxious. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together and under Him. He said, that's what we have to look for. That's the concern that we have. That's the prospect that's ahead for us. And we just need to and anticipate it expectantly. Amen. But he said, he said that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word neither by letter as from us. He said, listen, there's a letter that's circulating around and it says it's from Paul, but he said, I never wrote it. Amen. They talk about the three letters to the Thessalonians. Two of them was written by Paul and one of them was written by an imposter. Amen. I want to say today, there's a whole lot of imposters. There's a whole lot of people today that would discourage and put you down and have you to be defeated before you ever get off the ground running. Amen. A lot of people would destroy the faith of young Christians. Amen. Speaking that you just can't do what you need to do. You can't live for Christ like you ought to. So they just throw in a towel and they give up before they ever get started. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven. It's promised He'd be there for us and He'd help us. We put our faith and trust in Him, not in me, not in man, not in myself, praise God, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to help me. Moses makes me, gives me that encouragement, praise God, from the Word of God, the Word of truth. I hide my heart. I might not sin against God. God Almighty's there every step of the way. He shows me, directs me, focuses me. He gives me the things I need, praise God, to magnify His holy and righteous name. Because He is a good God and He's good to me. I want to say that same good God that's good to me is good to you this morning. Amen. That same good God, praise God, is there to help you, encourage you, praise God. He's there to do His job. And He'll do His job, amen, if we'll let Him. We hide the Word in His heart, in our heart, praise God, that we might not sin against Him. And we lift up His name, praise God, and He begins to minister to our hearts. But Paul told the Thessalonians here, he said, listen, don't be disturbed, don't be troubled, don't be shaken up by what's happening. Amen. See, they thought they had already missed the rapture. They thought that the tribulation that they were facing persecution, they were facing troubles, and they're kind of like today. Hello? And the Lord's laid this on my heart, I guess, because the last few weeks or month, I've had several people say, preacher, it looks like we're just living in a time of tribulation. I want to say, listen, youngins, let me tell you, disciples, we are not living in a time of tribulation. Tribulation hasn't come because the church is still here. Amen. Tribulation, I will say that again, the tribulation cannot start till the church is gone. Hello? And now there'll be times of trouble. Sure, there'll be times of trouble. But it won't be times of Jacob's trouble. Amen. He said that'd be the beginning of sorrows. That's what we're seeing. We're living in a time of trouble, a time of sorrows, amen, because we live in an old sin-cursed world. Amen. And the people were being persecuted in Paul's time. They were being troubled and troubled by Nero and all these others. Amen. But Paul was telling, he was giving them insurance, praise God, that Jesus hadn't come yet. Amen. He said, whether they tell you in some word or some other spirit or nor by word nor by letters from us that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, hey, listen, it ain't happened yet. He wasn't was Paul expecting it to happen, praise God, soon in his lifetime? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Paul was looking for the rapture to take place while he was still here. Amen. He was looking for the Lord to come and snatch him out of here. And we see these people, they're in confusion. Have you ever seen a world that's more confused? Amen. People are in absolute confusion all over the place. They're trying to figure it out, praise God. Amen. If they had an expectation of the rapture, they had an expectation of the rapture before the tribulation. You say, why do you say that, praise God? Because if they hadn't had, when tribulation come, praise God, they wouldn't have been so upset. If they was expecting tribulation to come upon them and they have to go through these times of trouble, amen, they wouldn't have been so upset, praise God, when they got this letter that a tribulation was upon them. You know what they had done? They'd say, glory be to God, we're part of prophecy, seeing prophecy fulfilled. Glory to God, we're going to load up, get ready, praise the Lord, because we're going up out of here in a little while. Amen. But they was upset. The Bible said they were troubled, they were shaken up because they thought they had missed something from the Lord. Amen. They wouldn't have been they would have been thrilled, praise God, to have been part of prophecy. And he says, I want to tell you today, I'm thrilled to be part of prophecy today. He said, preacher, how are we a part of prophecy? Praise God, we're seeing it all over us. You can't turn the TV on or pick up a newspaper without seeing prophecy being fulfilled right in our day. We're seeing the nation of Israel make peace treaties with all these other lands, all these other nations. We're seeing men come together, praise God, and try to set things right in that order. Praise God, we're seeing all that take place and transpire right now. We're seeing God's Word manifest all over the world. Amen? That Jesus said before He comes, say, praise God, the gospel has to be preached all over the world. As far as I know, there ain't a place in this country and world, land, or this globe that we live on that the gospel message ain't a going out. I get messages every day from missionaries all over the world, praise God, wanting to share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, needing some more Bibles to pass out. Got one from Brother Kevin the other day from Kenya, Africa, a man of God wanting to say, hey, say, listen, God's a blessing over here. Say, Said, I've been looking at your ministry, and I just wonder if you could send us a few Bibles. He said, we're seeing people getting saved, born again, praise God, and they need the Word of God. Said, can you send us some Bibles? He said, and by the way, he said, I've seen you. I praise God, I like what you stand for. Is there any way you could come and preach for us a while? Amen. Told my wife, said, may have to make a trip to Kenya. Amen. Praise God, Kenya. She said, Kenya, what? I said, Kenya, Africa. She said, what? Amen. I said, hey, listen, praise God. Hey, because the Word of God is going out all over the world. We ought to rejoice and shout because God Almighty makes us part of such a great big thing. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, nothing else has to happen. Young as we need to be getting ready. Loaded up, looking up, praise God, because Jesus is coming. Amen. The church is going out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Giving it. Don't be shaken. Don't be troubled. Praise God. Don't look around and say, oh, me. Hey, y'all just look around and say, oh, glory. Amen. Because God Almighty made us a promise. He said in verse 3, he said, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, that day shall not come except there be it come a falling away. First, have you ever seen people falling away like you are? A whole lot of people's dropping out, falling out, dropping out like flies. Everywhere you look in churches is empty. But I want to say, there's a God Almighty said that there'd be a remnant. He said there'd be some folks just like you that would get in here in these old-fashioned Holy Ghost Bible-believing churches and we get rooted and grounded. Praise God, magnifying God of glory with God all over us. Amen. I praise God, just keep telling it and telling it, shouting it from the rooftop. Praise God. And God get the glory out of it. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we're part of a chosen few. Amen. What a victory we have in Lord Jesus Christ. Make us a part of something that's so big. Didn't leave us out. Praise God. But he said that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. The son of perdition. False one. The liar, the deceiver. Amen. That he would be revealed in his time. The one that opposeth himself, exalteth himself. Amen. Above all that's called God, or that worship, or that is worshiped. So that he has God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He may show himself, but God don't believe it. Amen. They may be people in this world think they're little gods. They may stand up and proclaim it, praise God, but God don't believe it. Just because they say it don't mean God believes it. Amen. God believes that they is. He said, I am God. Ego on me, praise God. He said, I am God. And besides me, he says distinctly, he said, there is no other. Amen. You get to looking for God, praise God. There's only one. Amen. I'm glad. Hey, I was listening to Brother Jimmy when he was here last Sunday night, Anyway, he was here and he was talking about all those gods, millions of gods that the Hindus have. How would you pick out which one to worship? Amen. You could have one. You could have a different one for every day of the week, every day of the year, and never get through all of them. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I got one. I can call to, I can go to, praise God, I can ask, bring my petition before, and he hears and he answers my prayers. But he said that false doctrine was coming in, that false instruction. He said it wasn't from God Almighty, it was from that old deceiver, praise God, who exalted himself. He's just uplifting himself. Paul said, if you'll remember, I told you about this when I was with you. Amen. Isn't it amazing how soon we tend to forget things? Amen. And now it's not just us 63 models, but it's all models. We pretend to forget the things that God says. Amen. Hello. Am I preaching to the choir? Amen. God's speaking to us. He's trying to instruct us. He's trying to show us, praise God. Give us wisdom of himself. Prepare us for that glorious day of his appearance. Sometimes we just, as a fellow said this morning, it just goes in one ear and comes out the other. I want to find a place in there somewhere to lodge. Amen. Praise God. He said, I remember I told you these things. He said, but now, you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. See that the worker of iniquity was already here. Amen. The sinfulness is already here. It's here. It's working in this world in which we live. Do you realize that? I think some people get messed up with that, and they think, well, you know, when the old devil comes along, when the man of perdition, when iniquity sets in here, I want to say it's all around us. Amen. It's all around us today. That iniquity, the sinful, the false doctrine that's being preached today is all that we can be just good and good and gooder and better, praise God, and just go off into some utopia. Amen. I want to say the only utopia is in the portals of glory over on the other side. Right now on this side, praise God, we just praise and worship God, giving Him glory, receiving His instruction, praise God, that we might be that He'd have us to be. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. What God would have us to be. So He says, listen, so what you've been getting, He said, is a false report. So what you've been getting is false doctrine, false instruction. He said, but true instruction, praise God, is given by Paul. And he tells you, praise God, that Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. And He's coming for the church. Over in 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, he says this. He said, verse number 8 of 1 Thessalonians 1, he said, For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything. He said, you're preaching the truth. He said, it's going out, people are receiving it. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Paul said, we had an effect on you. God had an effect on us. We had an effect on you, praise God. He said, you turned from the idols. You turned from the wickedness. You turned from the iniquity. You turned to God, amen. And He made a difference in your life. People's are seeing it, praise God. And Paul didn't say, hey, glory to me. Patting himself on the back. He said, God be the glory. Amen. He goes on in verse number 10, he says this, to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which shall, now watch this, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. Praise God. He said, God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, says, hey, listen, Paul said, don't worry about it. He said, you're not going to have to go through the wrath to come. God's going to deliver you from that. Now we're living a day in the world, there's a lot of people say, well, preacher, we've got to go through some things. Amen. I won't say we don't go through any part of the tribulation. God Almighty said, this time, praise God, that we're seeing now is that time of the beginning of sorrows. Praise God, God Almighty is going to reach down with His hand and He's going to gather together all that are His out of this whole world. He's going to take us up to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with Him. We're not going to have to go through the hardships. We're not going to have to go through the tribulation. Praise God, we're going to shout her out in glory. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. Great and precious promise that we have from the Lord. Amen. Why? Because the Bible teaches here in 2 Thessalonians there's going to be a falling away. You say, what caused that? That's a rebellion against God. Amen. It's rebellion against God's authority. Literally against who He is. And He said a whole lot of the world is going to rise up and go against God's authority. Amen. A great rebellion is going to take place, a falling away, a rise of sin, iniquity will abound. It's going to be everywhere. We've seen that, we've got just a little glimpse of this over the past year. We've seen sin, iniquity break out in the cities in Washington, in Portland, Oregon, places like that. And we've seen that, we've seen what sin can do. We've seen what sin looks like. It looks like the very pits of hell when they tear it and destroy it and fires are burning all over the place. Amen. People in masks, it look like demons of hell. We're seeing that already. Amen. And it's only going to get worse because that man of lawlessness is going to be revealed. That man of sin, praise God. The Bible says he's already at work. Amen. It kind of working secretly. You might say the man of iniquity, man of sin, man of perdition, he's a working in the shadows. He's mean and wicked. He just runs out and hits where he can. But he can't hit everywhere all the time, praise God, because he's not God. But there is a God, praise God, and that God is the one's got His hand upon me and you. He's got His hand upon the just and the unjust to help us through times like this. Praise God. But he said, hey, listen, that sin is already here. It's already working. And he said, that mystery of iniquity doth already work. Verse 7. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So what's a holding him back? What's a holding back iniquity? What's a holding back sin? What's holding about the oppression of men? of Christians. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit of God is holding it back. But you say, well, preacher, where's the Holy Ghost? Let me just give you this. This will bless your heart. He said, Lord, where's the Holy Ghost of God this morning? I want to say He's a living in your heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God's a living in you. Holy Ghost, God's a walking with you and talking with you and guiding you and helping you, praise God, to stand up and do right. How do you know do right? Because you do right according to the precious word of God. You hide it in your heart, praise God, and you just say, hey, listen, it may seem okay, but praise God, God said it ain't, so I ain't going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm going to do what's right. Amen. A withholding force, praise God. Why, it's holding back the lawless one. It's holding back the laws. It's holding back iniquity. Praise God. Keeping it away. The restrainer. Amen. The restrainer, the Holy Ghost of God. You say, preacher, how do you know it? Because it keeps me from doing things. The Holy Ghost, hey man, it touches me where I live. These things that Brother Bill said, these things I can't do. Amen. You say, well, preacher, Brother Bill used to use that. He said, I drink all liquor I want to. Say, praise God, my want to's changed. Holy Ghost of God won't let me do that stuff because the Bible said not to partake of it because you need to be sober of mind. You need to have clear mind so you worship God, worship Him right. You can't worship God with your brain all fogged up. Amen. You young, stay away from that filthy mess. Don't ever take it. Don't ever participate in it. Stay away from the drugs and the alcohol. It'll destroy your mind. Keep your mind clear, praise God, so you can always worship God, so you can always be ready to give an account of what God Almighty has done for you. Praise God. How He saved you by His marvelous grace. He keeps you from that mess, praise God, Brother Robert. He don't let you go there. Just listen to the Holy Ghost of God that lives in your heart because He's there. Amen. But the Bible said that restraining force is going to leave. He that now letteth will let till he's taken out of the way. Because imagine what's going to happen when the Holy Ghost is gone. Now, who is the Holy Ghost this morning? Who is the Holy Ghost? He's the third person of the Trinity. But what is the Trinity? The Trinity is God. Amen. Let's not downplay the Holy Ghost of God. He is God, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. So it's God Almighty that's withholding. It's God Almighty that's holding back the forces of iniquity. It's God Almighty that's holding back the power of sin. Amen. But He said one day in a little while, He said, that's going to be taken away. The Holy Spirit in God, the Holy Spirit's going out. The Holy Spirit in God's people is going out with us. Amen. Going out of here. You say, what's going to happen? Salt and light is leaving the earth. The seasoning and the light, praise God. What happens when you take away seasoning and light? You have something that's bland and no account, and you have darkness. What's going to happen, amen, for a period of time is bland and darkness, praise God, in this world. It's going to be sin and iniquity. Praise the Lord. Listen, what's going to happen? Amen. Hey, all civil righteousness is going to be gone. You think about it. All civil righteousness, all law and order is going to be taken away. What are they talking now? They're preparing us. They're getting us ready for this. That old devils are working out of the shadows and out of the secret places. And he said, hey, let's just go ahead and get rid of law and order. Let's get rid of decency because they've already voted to take God out. Amen. He says, so let's get rid of all that withholds, all that that's holding us back so we can just do what we want to do. Now, what is that? What do they want to do? Just be ungodly and full of the devil. Amen? It's going to be a terrible thing. You say, well, preacher, we ain't in the tribulation now. We ain't nowhere near close to it. Because when the tribulation, when the church is taken out, when the Holy Ghost, you say, well, preacher, God, the Bible said, God said He'd always be with, He will, praise God. But the Holy Spirit of God during the tribulation period, He'll come upon men like He did in the Old Testament. It'll be almost like a reverse Pentecost. Praise God, He'll begin touching individuals where they'll listen to God, just like He did the nation of Israel. When they'd listen to God, praise God, He'd touch their heart. He'd come upon them. He'd save them. He'd move them. He'd appoint them, praise God, a position. Amen. That's what's going to happen because there's going to be thousands saved out of tribulation. But they'll give their life for it. Amen? So the church's influence is going to be gone. It's going to be removed. You say, well, preacher, how bad could it get? Let me tell you how bad it could get. Can you imagine our government that's controlled by only unbelievers? I mean, no godliness, no essence of God in it anywhere. You think it's bad now? You think these wicked things that wanting to kill babies all the time in the mother's womb, you think that's as bad as it's going to get? It'll be a whole lot worse than that. They voted up in Virginia just a while back that they would deliver a baby late term, and they'd lay it on a table, they'd get the mama fixed, and if they come back to that little old feet, that little old baby laying there on that table, pray God, if mama decided to keep it, they'd keep it, they'd make it, help it to survive. But if she didn't, they'd kill it on the table. And they stood up and give them a round of a standing ovation. You say, I'm talking about the height of wickedness when we kill our own children. But the Bible said when iniquity comes, he said they was a phony letter, but Paul gives a correcting correspondence. He said, listen, praise God. He said, we're going to get ready, get geared up, and go home. Amen. He said, don't you let them tell you those lies. Don't you believe it. He said, that one that's full of power. He said, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying. He didn't say wonders. He said lying wonders. It's going to be false wonders. Amen. And for a time, praise God, when unsaved people will rule, will have the rule of the earth. Why? Because the church is going. Holy Ghost going. The Spirit of God's going to be gone. Satan will be allowed to have full control on that day. Can you imagine what he's able to do? We know what he's able to do. Can you imagine when he's given full control to do it? No holding back. He'll say, I'm God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to take you and you and you. I'm going to do you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to abuse you. Boy, it's going to get tough. The removal, praise God, of God's people. What will happen when the Holy Ghost of God, when the Spirit of God? Let me just say, I got to thinking about this the other day. Can you imagine if say the Holy Ghost is like a great big, that great old big Hoover Dam. You ever seen pictures of that thing? Humongous. And it took years and many lives were lost in building that magnificent dam. Holds back millions and millions and millions of gallons of water. And there's all kind of life below that dam. But when the Holy Ghost of God is taken out of here, when the Spirit of God is gone and God's people's gone, it's like taking that Hoover Dam and kicking it all the way to the ground and letting all that water of destruction go roaring down that valley. It's going to overcome everything in its way. It'll roll over it like a big old steamroller. Taking everything with it as it goes, destroying human life and property. That's what's going to happen, praise God, when the dam is kicked over. Amen. Praise God, just an overflowing flood. Not only be like a dam, but it'd be like going down to the zoo and taking all the ferocious beast that's in there and jerking the doors open and just turning them all loose on society. Think about what it'd be like down at the zoo. I mean, one of these big major zoos where they got all the lions and the leopards and the cheetahs and all these ferocious beasts and go down there and get that whole park full of people walking around looking at them, having a good time, smiling, walking around, enjoying them, eating big old ice cream cone. I mean, just having them a good time, and all of a sudden all those doors is open, all those ferocious beasts come out of there to devour, destroy, and tear up. Can you imagine the chaos and the screaming that's going to take place? We're not there yet. Amen. We're not there yet. Amen. The cage has not been opened. The dam's not been broken. Because, amen, before God does that, He said, I'm going to snatch you out of here. I'm going to take you to a place of safety in the arms of holy and righteous God. Paul said, listen, said, they've told you, said, you've got a phony baloney letter. I want to write you a letter, praise God, a correspondence of instruction and encouragement, praise God, that'll help your heart. To realize that when Jesus comes, praise God, He's coming for you. Amen. He'll not miss one. I believe the Lord of hosts orchestrates us through that portals of glory. I believe He'll pull up to the throne room of grace and He'll say, here they are, Father. Amen. Praise God. He said, you can count them if you want to. I haven't lost a one. All that you've given me, praise God, I've kept. They're here. Amen. Glory to His holy name. But Paul would go on in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, and he would tell his people this. Amen. He say in verse 14, he says, whereunto he called you by our gospel to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Paul said, listen, said, hey, the phony baloney's gone by. He said, listen to me. Just stay with what you believe. Stay with what you've been taught. Stay with good, solid instruction from God Almighty. Praise God. So that your word and the work can be established in your heart. He said, don't get dissuaded. Don't get persuaded. Just stay persuaded in the Lord. Paul said, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that I've committed to him. What are you saying, Pastor John? Say, just make a commitment to the Lord. Say, Lord God, here I am. Lord, I just want to go with you. I want to stay with you. I don't want to get sidetracked. I don't want to get derailed. But I want to stay. There's no phony correspondence. There's no phony letter that's going to change my mind. Praise God, because I'm going to stay with the love letter from God. I want to say this morning, listen to me. This is a love letter from God. Because He loves us and He cares for us. And Paul just added to that. And he said, hey, listen, I just want to tell you how much God loves you. And that God will not do nothing without you, praise God, but you praise promise that you'll be there. Amen. And Paul would tell them in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and he tells the Thessalonians this, in order to encourage our hearts this morning. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those that have died, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, how many believe that? Amen. Every one of us should. You have to if you're saved. So even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Where are our dead ones today, our dead loved ones that love the Lord Jesus Christ, were saved? They're with the Lord. Amen. They have to be with you. Hey, a person has to be with you, praise God, if you're going to bring them with you. Amen. He didn't say He's going to pick them up on the way. He said He's going to bring them with Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But see, they got a letter, a phony letter, and it got them discouraged. They said, oh goodness, we've done missed it. Amen. We're going through these troubles, going through these hardships. Paul said, listen, don't believe it. He said, it's not the time of trouble that's coming upon this world. It's just hardships and things that is caused because of sin. He said, but God Almighty is going to keep His promise to you. He's going to come get you. He's going to take you home to be with Him one day. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, if I was here this morning, I wasn't saved, and I know it, praise God, I'd beat it out of that pew. I'd come falling old-fashioned. I'd say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me by your marvelous grace before it's too late. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be ready. I want to go. Praise God, be with the Lord. Amen. That place He's prepared for us, a place of safety, a place of security, a place of assurance. Amen. Where we can come in the presence of holy and righteous God. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, if I be lifted up, amen, let's just lift Him up today. Lift Him up in our hearts. Lift Him up in our minds. Call upon Him while we can. Amen. Don't listen to no false reports. Don't listen to no phony baloney. But just listen to God, because He's telling us today, children, how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. And He wants to see us in glory, and one day He will. He's coming to get us. He said, when you see these things begin to come past, He said, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. That means He's coming to get you. Praise God. He's coming to take you out. You've been redeemed. He's just bringing you might say He's bringing the paperwork and coming to get that's His. Amen. It's already signed and sealed for eternity. And one day in a little while, praise God, if you're a child of God, you've been born again, saved by His marvelous grace, He's going to come get us, take us home to be with Him. Boy, what a time we'll have. If you will only begin to live, we'll get there. But I just want to live and praise Him today while I can, don't you? Just give Him praise, honor, and glory for His goodness, mercy, and His love to us. Praise His holy name. Stand with me this morning. I hope we've said something to encourage your heart, help you to understand. Praise God that God Almighty is getting us ready for something that's a whole lot bigger than we are.